Granny then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, friends. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, Sir Long's little fib about breaking his leg just to get out of a date with Sister Simpson has built up into real big trouble. He's losing out on a chance to court the pretty new school marm. He's been forced into trying to collect money from the insurance company under false pretenses. And yesterday, Squire Skimp discovered that Lum had his bandage on the wrong leg. Well, old Lum is over at the Jot'em Down store now, practically hiding out.
Wait a minute, is that him, Abner?
Who?
Squire Skimp.
Oh, no, that's Ezra Seastrom. Oh. Fond of goodness, Lum, you're nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. Act like you're scared to death of Squire.
He's going to cause me some trouble, I'll tell you. He knows that leg of mine ain't broke, and he's just laying back waiting for a chance to get me.
Get you?
Sure, he can send me to the penitentiary, and he knows it.
What would he want to send you to the penitentiary for?
Well, on account of me sending in a claim to the insurance company for a broke leg when it ain't actual broke.
Yeah, but Lum, he was the one that insisted on sending the claim in.
I know, but it was my name that was signed to it.
Well, I still believe you're just getting yourself all worked up for nothing. I don't believe he knows your leg ain't broke.
He's the only one that noticed I had my left leg rocked up for a while. Now it's my right leg.
Well, if he knows, why don't he do something about it?
Well, that's the part that's making me so nervous. Why don't he come right out and do something and get it over with?
Oh, well, I believe if he'd have noticed it, he'd did something about it long ago, Lum.
He's got something up his sleeve, all right.
Well, he just... Huh?
He's working on some scheme now. You can bet your life on that.
What's he got up his sleeve?
I don't know. That's what I want to find out.
How do you know he has?
Oh, I know the minute he seen I had the wrong leg roped up, he was on to us.
You think maybe it's a pistol?
Think what's a pistol?
What he's got up his sleeve.
Of course not. What will he be doing with a pistol up his sleeve?
Well, I know it's something that you're scared of. You reckon it's a knife?
Abner, I don't mean he's sure enough got something up his coat sleeve.
Oh, Oh, a shirt sleeve, huh?
No, Abner. When I
Well,
said
that's
he...
the only two sleeves he's got, Lum. Oh, well, of course, his long underwear sleeves. I don't believe he stick nothing up there, though. They get lumpy enough as they are.
When I said he's got something up his sleeve, I mean he's got some scheme figured out that's going to cause me some trouble.
Well, that's a funny way of saying it.
Well, lots of people use that expression.
Who?
When they're going to play a trick on you, they've got something up their sleeve.
Oh, sure. I know what you mean. I saw them musicians pull stuff out of their sleeve. I bound you to rabbit.
Rabbit?
Yes, sir. I seen a fella take one out of a hat once, and somebody said he had it up his sleeve.
I mean Squire's got an idea up his sleeve.
You mean he thought up something and put it up in his sleeve?
Abner, for goodness sake, I've got troubles enough without taking time to try to explain something to you. Grannies, if it ain't six of one thing, it's a whole dozen and a half of something else. I can have more troubles than all them morning radio series put together.
Well, I still think it's just your imagination. Squire ain't said one word about it.
I know it. That's what's got me worried. If he'd come right out and say something about it, I wouldn't mind it so bad.
He wouldn't, huh?
Why don't he tell me he's going to have me sent to the penitentiary and have it over with? If he tells that insurance company that my leg ain't broke, I'm a goner. That's all they are to it.
Well, what are you going to do if they send you a check for $100 damage to your leg?
I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. That just shows how much trouble a body can get into by telling one little bitty thing that ain't the truth.
Yeah. Here you've been on crutches all this time when ain't a thing wrong with you. Just because you never want to take Sister Simpson over to that sociable.
Yeah, I'll never use that for an excuse again.
I hope not.
Or if I do, I'll sure enough break my leg. I wish now it was broke, just to get even with Squire Skimp. If he'd accuse me of it out in public, I could pull them bandages off and make a laughing stock out of it, show him it actually was broke.
Yeah. If it's sure enough broke, you wouldn't have no trouble at all.
Yeah. Certainly ain't going to break it on purpose now, if that's what you're trying to suggest.
I ain't trying to suggest nothing. Ain't none of my business.
Yeah, I better get busy and study up something to tell Squire.
I wish you would. I'll tell you that right now. Quit just hiding all the time every time he comes in here like you done this morning. Make me tell all them stories. Make up stuff about you not being here.
I know it, but I don't want to make him mad. He could ruin me sure enough if he went telling it around town. Miss Fredericks never would believe me again. Finish. Now, there's something I can't hardly just think of. True love has finally came along at last, and it's got to be busted up by a broke leg.
How do you know it's true love?
Well, it's got to be. The course of true love never runs smooth, and this is one of the roughest courses I've ever been on in my whole dad-blame life.
Yeah, well, I reckon it ain't true love of Frank Foster and her, then, because he's got the smoothest road I ever seen. Taking her here, taking her there, clean over the county seat yet?
Abner, just don't mention Frank Foster's name no more.
Oh.
Not around me.
Oh.
She just can't be in love with him. She's too intelligent. Smart as a whip, that woman. And she's going to be a big help to the community, too.
She is, huh?
Oh, taking right a hold in the church work. Got her a Sunday school class and all.
Yeah, I seen you over there sitting in her class last Sunday. And I'm going to be honest about it, Lum. You looked awful out of place down there in the front with them primaries. You ought to stay back in the men's Bible class where you belong.
I don't want to be back with you old fogies. What's wrong with me being in her class?
You just don't belong there, that's what's wrong. Us fellas was all laughing Sunday.
Yeah, I seen you gruffling back there. What was so funny?
You! Sitting down there in that little red chair, your knees clean up under your chin.
I like a low chair that way. Makes my broke leg feel better.
Your leg ain't broke.
Well, I just like a low chair then.
Oh, no.
Besides, I learned more Sunday listening to her than I've learned from Uncle Henry Lunsford in all the time he's been teaching that class. Him and Grandpappy Spears always winds up in an argument.
Yeah, well, do as you like. It's your business. But you looked awful silly when they had your class all march single file up on the platform and sing that little sunbeam song. The youngers never hardly came up to your knees. A big bass voice of yours booming out there. Sound like a bullfrog turned loose amongst them.
We have to sing the sunbeam song. That's the name of our class.
Are you a little sunbeam?
Well, I reckon so.
That done it.
Or I'll be back with the men's class next Sunday if it's going to cause all this trouble. I just thought I'd ditch around amongst the different classes and see how the Sunday school was doing.
Lom, I know why you're down there, so don't try to make no excuses. Not to me, anyways. I know you're crazy about her, walked her home and everything, too.
Well, Granny, Abner was the only chance I got to be alone with her since we met. I've got to work fast, you know, in between times when she ain't being pestered by that dad-blame... Well, I won't even mention the varmint's name.
Well, Lon, you better be careful walking home with her that-a-way.
Careful of what? Frank Foster? Why, I'll whop him so hard...
I don't mean that. I mean you better watch them crutches. I notice you walking along there pinting out something with one of your crutches. Walking along with all your weight on that leg is supposed to be broke.
Oh, I never.
You did, too? One time there, your crutch tip got stuck in a crack in that board sidewalk. You walked right off and left it. Hadn't a fiber, it didn't buzz so loud when you let go of it, you never would have noticed it.
You did, huh?
Yeah, it went, dong, like they scared everybody to death.
Yeah, Granny, I got so interested in talking to her, I forgot I was supposed to have a broke leg. Aye, Granny's, I believe me and her is going to get along all right.
What did you talk about, Lon?
Oh, I don't know, Abner. I can't tell you what old me and her talks about. Them things is sort of sacred.
Did you pre-post her? Of
course not. I asked her how she liked Pine Ridge, and she said fine. And I said I was glad she was here, and she said she's glad to be here. And...
Well, you told her all that the first night she seen her over at the school board meeting.
Yeah, but I had to think of something to say. You couldn't walk along there like a dummy.
What else did you say?
That's about all. I never want to do all the talking. That ain't polite, you know. She talked quite a bit about the school, the improvements she thought we ought to make. She got some good ideas, too. Ain't no doubts about that.
And you never even answered her?
Well, I said a few uh-huhs and why sure's and all. Agreed with her. I'm more the strong, silent type, I think.
You don't look very strong walking around here on crutches.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been with her by myself. I couldn't just bust loose and talk the woman's arm off of her. Next time I go...
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Squire Skeen.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
hurry up.
I hope he goes on by. Or to hide again. I know good and well he's catched on, my leg ain't broke. Let me get out of here.
No, no, wait, Lynch. You're too late to hide now. He'll see you sure as a world.
Maybe I can pay him to keep his mouth shut. Anything to get this over with. I feel like a criminal waiting for his sentence.
Mind out, mind out. Yeah, come in, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yeah, well, Alma, I finally found you in. Been looking for you all day.
Yeah, Abner was telling me you was in. What was you was saying, Squire?
Well, I wonder if I could see you alone for a few minutes long.
Oh, yeah, reckon so.
Yeah, here, I'll go out on the front porch. You fellas want to talk private.
If you don't mind, Abner.
No, I don't mind. I might stop over at the barber shop for a while long, see if there's any arguments going on.
All right, Abner. Sit down, Squire.
Well, yes, yes, thank you, Lum. Well, I guess you know what I want to see you about.
Yeah, I do. There ain't no use beating around the bush no longer, Squire. I'm going to come right out and admit to it. It ain't broke.
What's that, Lum?
I say I'm admitting my leg ain't broke. I know you catched me the other day when you was in here and me and Abner made a mistake and got the bandage on the wrong leg.
Lum, you mean your leg isn't broken? Never was broken at all.
Why, didn't you know it?
Well, of course I didn't know it. I never would have sent that claim into the insurance company. Why, this is the most outrageous thing I ever heard of. Perpetrating such a hoax on the people of this town.
Well, I never...
That's a penitentiary offense, Lum. Attempting to defraud an insurance company. And I intend to see that you get your just desserts, too. I came over here to see you about the matter entirely, but I don't care to discuss it or anything else with a man of your character.
Well,
a person who would stoop so low as to abuse the confidence placed in him by his friends. Goodbye.